ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Daled. We're starting from the end of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. The Gemara there is going on the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on one of the differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis, the Dine Mamanis Hakol Malamdim Schus V'chayva. By Dine Mamanis, everyone could say their opinion of Schus or their opinion of Chayva. By Dine Nefashis, Hakol Malamdim Schus. We allow anyone to say their opinion of Schus. Vein Hakol Malamdim Chayva, but not everyone is allowed to say Chayva, to say why he should be Chayiv. So the Gemara starts off, Hakol V'afilu Edim. If the Mishnah means that anybody, meaning including the witnesses, including the Edim, that they could say Zuchus, but they cannot say Chayva, name Vasisa Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda V'lo Rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanan. The Tanya Ve'edach Aliyana B'nefesh, Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. It says that Eidechot can't say his opinion on the case of Dini Nefashis. And that means Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. Eidechot can't say his opinion. The Gemara darshins that this Pasuk is not telling you that Eidechot can't be made, because that we anyway know from the Pasuk that it says, this pasuk says that Echad Layan and Benefesh is telling you that he can't say his opinion. So he can't say his opinion either the schus or the chayver. So it sounds like the mission goes like a base Reb Yehuda, because there are a bun and hold that an eight can't say his opinion neither the schus nor the chayver. So the mission seems to be going like a base Reb Yehuda that he could say schus and can't say chayver. So he says, Amrav Papa, Bechem and the Talmidim v'divrei hakol. We're talking about one of the Talmidim. The Talmidim, they could say schus according to everyone, but they cannot say chayva. So that's why it could go even like the Rabbana. So come to says, that the Edim, there's a machalik, is a base Buddha and the Rabbana. The Edim, a base Buddha says they can be malamit schus and the Rabbana say they can't, and everyone holds they can't be malamit chayva. And the Talmidim, everyone agrees can be malamit schus and not chayva. So Mar says, my time in their base Buddha, the Amakra, Erechel, Yana, Benefesh, Lomas. The Pasuk says, Erechel, Yana, Benefesh, Lomas, Eid can't say his opinion for death, that it means that his opinion is that he should die, the says l'chayva. Lomas udeina aina, aval l'schus aina. It's only when he says lomas that he should die, but l'schus to say that he should be potter, he could. Rabbanan amr shlakishun the Mexican egeye beidusai. That he can't say schus either, even though what's the reason why he can't say schus l'char chayva, we understand. With silo eida, we don't want to hear chayva. Mashek and schus, why not? The Tarot says he's Mexican and gay Beidusai. Rashi says it sounds like the reason why he's saying schus is because really he wants to cancel his edus. He's afraid of being Muslim. And he can't be chayzer because Kev and Shigat Shuvin chayzer maggots. He figures at least he'll try to patter him and that way he won't get punished because you need the Gemara Din in order for Eidzaiman to be punished. So Mel, it's Mexican and gay Beidusai. Rabbanan hay lomos. My darshi bait. Why they're abundant say with lamas? I says lamas. How could they say it's even going l'schus? Mug mila bechem and tamidim. They use the bechem and tamidim. Kedetanya. Am echem and eidim yeshlam l'schus minayin shen shemle. Tam loy min echel l'yana. Minayin lechem and tamidim shem yeshlam al chayve minayin shen shemle. Tam loy min echel l'yana benefesh lamas. So eid echel l'yana period. And echel l'yana benefesh lamas. Masha ein kain. For schus and echad, meaning a talmud, could be aina. Now, as a machlokes yishayna malach lemaisa, what's the din by edim by mamanis? And as all this is by nefashis. By nefashis, the din is that talmidim can be malamed schus and not chayva, and edim is a machlokes or a bun and hold. They can't be malamed neither schus nor chayva. Basically, the holds are just like talmidim, they can malamed schus and not chayva. By mamanis, thus state clear in the Mishnah al kabbanim by talmidim that they can melamed bein schus u bein chayva. What's it in edim by dine mamanis? So the Ramban, it's in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yudal, this particular Ramban, it's not Eifanai, but the Ramban in Bava Basra, Kuf Yudal, it says mefurish, that if you hold like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, that by dine nefashis, they only can't be melamed chayva, but they could be melamed schus, so kumtais, it's a din, dafka lagabe, that we don't want to hear chayva, we don't want to kill somebody, we want it's a din in atzala. So Mel, according to him, Avada Beidina Mamanis, they can melamed both schus and chayva. Mashenkin, if you hold like the Rabbanan, if you hold like the Rabbanan, that by Dine Nefashis, it can't be melamed schus either, so Kumdei says nothing to do with trying to save somebody from Misa. Because Adrabba, we don't even let them say Mishchus, Sakert. They're coming and saying it's Pater, and we don't listen, and we're going to kill him. It's a din, like the Gemara says, Negev Hedus. So Avad Yen Adin would apply to Mammon also. You can only be Mechalik between Nefashis and Mammon with the Pshat is by Nefashis. If you're saying something in order to Pater somebody, in order to Mezaka, that din could only apply by Nefashis, Asvitzilo Eden, not by Mammonis. Mashenkein, if the din applies even to Mechayiv by Nefashis, you don't even listen to an Echel, the Schus Avad has the same din by Mammonis, and by Mammonis also, you wouldn't be Aina. That's a sheet to Saramban. But the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds that Edom could be Einem by Mammonis, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. As I state, Rambam Mefurish, and Ilchus Edus, Perikei, Alachachas. So the Shainim Abadin, if the time why it can't be Einem by Nefashis L'schus is because it's Negei the Edus, because maybe you're just saying L'schus because you don't want him to be Chayva. So in that case you get Muslim. So why would that apply to Mammonis also? Why would the same thing apply? The Gei of Eidus, the same thing. So the Chlish Iran and the Meiri, they say that maybe it's a matter of maybe dying. So that people are worried about. There are these Negei of Eidus, Mashen Kain, the matter of being Chai of money, that people aren't so worried. You wouldn't say Negei of Eidus B'chai Gavno. Or some Rishonim say the Negei of Eidus is because maybe the Kraven of the dead person will be angry at him. So right, if he killed somebody, so then the Kraven will be angry for just Mechayiv and Mammon, it's not so bad. But from the Rambam, it's Mashman, the whole thing is Xeris HaKasav. The Tam is Negei Be'edus, as they state in the Gemara, the Rambam brings that Tam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't even bring it in the Yad. But the Rambam says like this, Agamara dashes the pasuk like this, Erecha Layana, period. Erecha Layana, Erecha can't say his opinion altogether. Then Echad Layana Benefesh Lomus, meaning a Talmud, he can't be Aina Benefesh Lomus. Mashenkin, he could be Aina L'schus, and who would be my mom and his Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. But the Rambam in Yad, Eifenart, he teaches a pasuk like this. Echad Layana Benefesh, Echad can't be Aina altogether, when he's coming Lomus. When he's coming in Echad Layana, when he's coming Benefesh Lomus, an Echad that's an aid on Dine Misa, he can't be Aina. Mashengen in Echad is not an aid by Misa, he could be Aina. That's a Chilti Nefashim Mammon. It says, they state in Rambam. It's interesting. All the Rambam says the Joshua different than the Gemara. It's Archim Bezeb. He must have had a Makar for this Joshua. But the Joshua he says is, not like the Gemara that says that Echad Layana, period, and Echad Layana Benefesh Lomus, that's going on the Tamidim. At Echad Layana period, when he's made Benefesh Lomus. So if an aid's not made Benefesh Lomus, there's no Xerish Akasav there at Echad Layana. See, Be'emes, the time of Negei of Eidus alone, even though it's a shtickle mashman in the Gemara, the Negei of Eidus alone is a time to say that it's not L'schus and not L'chayvam, but then the Gemara brings it from a pasuk. And the time of Negei of Eidus is L'chayv, very shver time. Like we'll speak about, because he's not negay in the Eidus. It's not, when you say negay in the Eidus, the Chayyah, you mean that his Eidus is he's been gay in the saying of the Eidus. The Chayyah, that's not the word. His Eidus he said without any negiyah. You Chayyah mean to say that he's negay in what he's saying now. But that, why is that a reason not to say it? So he's negay. Let's say the Eid is negay. He's coming and saying that I have a schus, and he's negay in Bedavar. But why shouldn't we listen to him? I mean, Manavshech, if we see that he's wrong, so we'll pass him that he's wrong. And if he's right, so he's said, and he's right. My nafkamina, you mean if he's negay or not? It sounds like a vaitach shash be'etzim that an aid should be able to convince the bezdin that he's right, even though he's negay, even though the bezdin's not negay, but since the aid's negay, so we're afraid that he's just saying it because of his negayus, but once he's saying it, the bezdin will pass in wrong because of it. It sounds like a mad nachshash. So the whole thing, l'chay, is only exerus akasav. And mail the Rambam tight up that the Xeris Akas was dafka by Nefashis and not by Mammonis. But Al Kopanim, we have this Machlekes Rishenim. By Nefashis, the din is clear that a Talmud could say L'schus but not L'chayva, and an aid, L'fir Beis B'udu, also is L'schus but not L'chayva, L'fir Rabbanan, he can't say it all. And by Mammonis, it's clear that a Talmud could say Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva, and we have a Machlekes Rishenim for aid. The feeder Rabbanan that say that the eight can't be made the schus, does that mean kolshkin by mammon it can't be made at all? That's the Ramban. And the Rambam says, no, the whole din is a din by din nefashis. By mamis, it doesn't pass, and it can be made bein l'schutz. He could be ayna bein l'schutz bein l'chayva. Now, there's another big machlokes Rishonim. When we say that a Talmud is made l'schutz and not made l'chayva, melamed l'schutz and not melamed l'chayva, what does that mean? So, Pashas, you might say, it's just a shayla. Do we listen to him? Talmud, the Bezin is trying to dine it in. The Talmidim, the Yerushim Lefneim. And the Talmud says, I have something to say l'schutz. So we listen. What is it? We're interested. We want to hear. Maybe we'll agree with you. If the Talmud says, I want to say something l'chayva, we say, no, we're not interested. Don't talk. Don't say anything l'chayva. If we can figure out l'chayva, fine. If not, we're going to batter it. Because we want to, l'schutz, we want to try to find as much l'schutz as possible. Mashenge chayva fakert. If we can figure out l'chayva, then a shemayim will patter him. Came like a yotzim yibezdin zakai, that we don't call him back. And as I learned the Karen Ayur, that's the whole pshat in the Gemara, and as I learned even the Ran, the Chayr brings his pshat from one of the Rishonim. He doesn't quote the name. But Rav Rishonim, and the Rama Michlolim, it's Mavur, hold that there's more to it. It's more than just that the Talmud could go and say schus and can't say chayva. When a Talmud goes and says schus, we bring him up and put him as pawn of the Bezdin. He becomes a chelik of the Bezdin, and we have to rechem with his day in the minyan. When we have the minyan in the Bezdin, so the Tamidim that came and said schus, they came up with a swirl of schus, we put him in the Bezdin. And they bring two rayas to this yisayid. One raya is the Gemara in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak, the Mishnah of Mem in the fifth parak. The Mishnah says, Echem and Am Echem and Tamidim Yeshli Laman Olav Chayva Meshaskin, I say. But all me'echem and the tamidim yesh the amav schus mal neisu meshiv neisu b'neim v'lo yoyin misham koliyem kulay and yesh mamash medvarev shayman loy. And the Gemara in the end of Mem Bei says that I'm yesh mamash medvarev lo yoyin misham la'olam and ain mamash medvarev then lo yoyin koliyem kulay. So they said, what do you mean lo yoyin misham la'olam? L'chayr, it means that he's nichol in the minion of the Bezdin. As I tie into Rishayim Araya, no. Could be the other Rishonim hold that it's not Mukhrich, even if he sits up with the Dayanim, it still could be he's not counting the minion of the Dayanim. But another Raya they bring, from here on Awadaf and Aflam Medalin, where it says, Allah Shin Echem and Tamidim Shazicha Umeis, Reine Sekilu Chayva Aymebim Kaimai. One of the Tamidim that was Zicha, and he died, so you see, it's Kilu Ischai and he's Aymebim Kaimai. If the Pshan is, that he's not Aymed Laminion, so what do you mean, Reine Sekilu Chayva Aymed Kaimai? We already heard this, schus. It's up to the Bezdin, if they want to be Mekavon, what's the difference if he's Chay or Meis? What's his word of Reine Sekilu Chayva Aymed Kaimai? And Rashi then says, Reine Sekilu Laminion. So Rashi says, Chloe for that Gemara, that he's Aymed Laminion. Otherwise, there's no other Pshad in Reine Sekilu Chayva Aymed Kaimai. Now the Ran brings that the other Rishonim say that what's the Pshad? The Pshat is that we're afraid that maybe he has a b'schus, and we don't know exactly what it is, and we're afraid that maybe if he'd be alive, he'd have convinced everyone to the schus, and that's it. If he says that he has a schus, and then he dies, he's not here anymore to discuss with him, to argue with him, so we don't know if he would win the argument, or if the ones who hold chai would win the argument. So, male, it's like he's constantly saying schus, and we have no way to refute him, because he's dead already. So we just patter him. But the Ran and the Ramban are very bothered. They say it can't be such a thing because Kumtais is not Roy Naisekilu Chai, Fakert. It's he's much more stronger now that he's dead. It says when he's Chai is Kaila Echad, Meis Kaila Shiva. Like the Mishnah says at the end of Kinim, that's the Rishayna's Melitza. He gets more powerful because when he's alive, so good. We'll see. If we agree with him, fine. If not, then that's it. We don't agree with him. For now that he's dead, so that's it. Now we can't argue because maybe he's right, then now we have to patter it. That's not what it says. It says, Reines kilu chayv oimim kaimai. So that's what Rav Rishonim hold. U'mecholam the Rambam, like we'll discuss, that the pshat is a tamidim become a chelik of the minyan. Now the Chidush Haran says, tu nekudas, tu lechayv vichtig in nekudas. One Nakudi says is, Hani Mili, if there's a fight between the Bezdin, you have the 23 Dayanim in the Bezdin, and some of them are Mezakeh, some of them are Chayiv, and the Tamidim want to get involved in the argument, and the Talmud says, I have a Raya to the ones who are Mezakeh. So good, he joins the Bezdin. So maybe we could overpower the Mechayavim with the Mezakeh if you include the Tamidim. But he says if the Beis Din doesn't have a fight about it, the Beis Din's all klar one way, and this way I guess they'll all be klar l'chiv. So then, even if all the Talmidim hold the schus, doesn't matter. The Beis Din doesn't have to listen to the Talmidim. They're the Beis Din. The Beis Din wins. It's not, otherwise, what's the pshat that you have 23 people on the Beis Din, you also have Talmidim. The Talmidim have an equal vote as the Beis Din, so what's the mile of the Beis Din, b'chalal? Elamai, the mile of the Beis Din is, the Beis Din, if they're all unanimous, then only the Beis Din's opinion counts, no one else counts. That that was saying the Talmidim are coming in and accounted as part of the Beis Din is what anyway is chalukadeis in the Beis Din. And now we're going to have to go basarayim, then the Talmidim have a vote also. Well, there's that Bedina Mamanis, because we're saying by Mamanis also, Hakom Lamdim Schutz V'chayva, and it means the same thing. It means that they counted in the minion. So what's the vart? What's an afkamina? You have only three people there, dining the Dine Mamanis, but if all the Talmidim count, so they just overwhelm the three people. So Vasef is, what are the three people that they on him? The Torah says if the three people are unanimous, that's it. Even if all the Talmidim hold against them, they don't have to listen to the Talmidim. Now, there's a split between the three. Two of them hold Azai, and one of them holds Azai. And then the Talmidim weigh in, so they can't, even now, the Talmidim will hold like the one. So now we have to listen to the Talmidim. Once there's a split, that's Tate and Iran. And he says, one more Nakuda. He says that this is only when a Bezin is done al Pikfiyah. So then the Talmidim also count. But by Dini Mominus, where the Bezin is being done al Skiblu Alayu, that they don't have a Rech to be Kai for this Bezin Stam, the people chose his Bezin, said Bar Lechad, they'll makabal the Bezin. So then he said the Talmidim don't count, because they'll never makabal them. Who says the Talmidim should have a Deya? If the Bezin's dining on Aydei Kfir, they're the Bezin in the Shat, and they go, and they mun them to Din, so that's the Halacha. That if Talmidim come, if there's a split in the Bezin, and Talmidim come, and they want to weigh in, so they also weigh in, and the Oil Minyan, and we have to bask on Al-Pirayv, including the Talmidim. By saying it, if you have as a private Beis Din, that's not being done up the Kfir, it's being done up the Kibbul Olayim, so Mehechet Hesed Bali Dava Meshuvah to what the Talmidim say, they only want to Mekabel the Beis Din. He says, who would them when you find, by any Yedeya, we say Yisifu HaDayonim, V'chuli, he says, Yisifu HaDayonim only works like a Beis Din that's done up the Kfir, so then they can be Meisif Dayonim. By saying it, a Beis Din is being done because the Kibbul Olayim, so they can only be Meisif Dayanim al Piratzin and the Baladinim. The Baladinim don't want Eisafas of Dayanim. So that's it. You're not Meisif Dayanim. You're done Elu Keneged Elu, whatever it is. So you don't have a Pesach, but Al-Kapanim, you can't be Meisif Dayanim. Just like the Dayanim themselves can't Paskin only with the Ratzin and the Baladinim. So who are then? They can't be Meisif Dayanim, will Talmidim, only if the Baladinim are Maskin. Al-Kapanim Vaif, and that's the Machloikis by Talmidim. I mean, Rav Yishayim hold it by Talmidim. The pshat of melamdim schus ve melamdim chayva and the charehudim the pshat of melamdim schus ve chayva by mominus is that they become a chelik of the minion, their vote counts. Now the shaila is like this: the shaila is, what about the edim? What about the edim? According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, the edim could be made the schus, and according to the Rishayim, the Das Rambam, that by mominus the edim can be made bein the schus bein the chayva. Does that mean that the Edom are also Oil Luminion? So Rabbeinu Yonah says yes. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chedushim say that the according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that even the Edom can be made L'schus and not L'chayva, and my mom and Pashas Alisha Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that they can be made Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva, and according to Rabbanan, we mentioned the Machalik Zishen, Rabbeinu Yonah is Mesufik Gada. He brings also, he thinks the Machalik is Ramam and Rif. If the Edom could be made by is that din, according to Rabbanan, by Nefashis, it can't be made loy l'schus v'loy l'chayva, but what about Mammonis? Is it sad that then they could be made l'schus v'l'chayva? All these things Rabbeinu Yonah says, it means being oil l'minyan. And the Edom could be oil l'minyan l'schus by Nefashis, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, and by Mammonis, they could be oil to the minyan of the Dayanim, just like the Talmidim. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it's pashut that way. He holds that if it's just a matter of talking, he says, why can't they talk? Who's stopping them from talking? Why shouldn't you listen to what they say? What's the problem in the gay the Edus rector? Like we mentioned before, there's a problem in the gay the Edus. They're not paskening anything. They're just saying that they hold exclusive that the Yonah agree with them, so good. So says I say, and if the Yonah don't agree with them, so they will reject their words. heals the whole shmooze of the Gemara has to be dafka im l'minyan, because why shouldn't we listen to Eidim or Tamidim and L'schus and L'chayv b'fra'at L'schus? Why shouldn't we listen to them? Why shouldn't we listen to Beit Din Imam? And it says, there's no makom for b'chlaliot. That means in the Mishnah says later, a nusach, that if the Eid says, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amin Aleph, from the beginning of the fifth parak, that the Eid says, Yesh li l'lumad av schus m'shaskanay, so the Mishnah says, is that Lashon. Isis tells us, Lav Dafka m'shaskanay, say that we don't want to hear what he has to say. M'shaskanay means that we don't reckon with him, we don't count them the minion. That's not Rebbeinu Yoina. And man is bothered, what happened to the din of Eid Nasadayin? How could the Eid be oil the minion? What happened to the loch of Eid Nasadayin? So Mitchil and Ramban also holds that way. But the Ramban says that any Nasadayin Vaisis is only going on the Ikka Bezdin. It's going on the main Bezdin. On the main Bezdin, there's a loch of Eid Nasadayin. But Hashem came on these people that are nicer to the Bezdin, even though they're oil to the minion of the Bezdin, but they're not the main Bezdin. And Mel is no concern of Eid Nasadayin on the Eidim coming in and being oil the minion of the Bezdin. So that's a sheet of Shabbani Yaina. Mashiach in the Ramban, after he brings it, he metchila held that way. But afterwards, he has a Yishalmi, the way he touches up the Yishalmi, that was good for the Yishalmi Suffolk. And the Yishalmi's maskana was, no, we say in Eid Nasadayin, and the Eidim can't be oil the minion, even by Dine Mominus. And as I say in the Rambam, in the Chesedis Perikei Elochaches, the Rambam says that even though, like we said before, Dafka by Dine Nefashis, the Eid can't say anything, and the Rambam says, Lashonim Shaskin, I say. He disagrees with the Rebbeinu Yoina. And that's how Rebbe Shainim seemed to learn. And the Pshah says, the Eid's not allowed to talk. We don't listen to the Eid. He's not allowed to talk. That's the din of Erecha L'yana B'nefesh Lomas. Don't talk. We're not interested in your opinion. We only want to hear your Eidus. Any commentary about your Eidus, we don't want to hear. Your job is to say Eidus, not anything else. And that's Gufin Adinav, Erechel L'yana. Erechel L'yana means the Eid can't say anything else. But the Rambam says it's Dafka by Nefashis, but by Mominus, the Halacha is that he could say, but he says, but he can't be counted the minions like the Rambam, because the din is Eid Nasadayin. So come there, you have a Machlaikis Rishainim. Rebbein Yoina held that on the side that the Eid works, Mashal by Schus according to Beis Yehuda, or by Mominus possibly, that means the Eid could become part of the minion of Dayanim, I ain't Eid Nasadayin. The Ramban says that would only be on the Ikabez, not on anyone that's Eid Laminyan, but her Nasif. Now, Shang and the Rambam holds that an Eid can't be Eid Laminyan anyway, because ain't Eid Nasadayin. And that's the Maskon of the Ramban also. That's a Rav Yishayinim hold. And what does it mean that by Dini Nefashis, an Eid can't be Eina, not that he can't be Eid Laminyan, that's even by Dini Mominus, but he can't talk altogether Meshaskin Eisai like the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now there's one interesting Machlaikis, Asar Safuchas Abyssal, that the Gemara says in the sixth parak that even if the one who's being Nidan, the Hayreg, he says he has a schus on himself, we listen to him. We bring him back to Bezdin, and we listen to him even four or five times, well, that's Yesh Mamash Bedvarev. So there, Rebbeinu Yoina and the Ramban, when he Mitchila held that way, said that Avada wa maskim. The Hayreg himself, Avada, is not Nimdin, the minion of the Deonim. But they both bring that the Rambam, in Perek Yud Halacha Ches and Ilchas Sanhedrin, he says, Ama Echem in a Tamidim din Nefashis Seishlam Chayvim Meshaskin, I say, Ama Yeshlam Schus Malan Eisimon the Sanhedrin. Im Yeshid Marav Mamish, Shayman Lai. And then he says, Afilo Ama Nidin Atzmi Yeshilam and Atzmi Schus Shayman Lai, for Oil Laminion, for who she be Dvarav Mamish. So the Rambam not only holds a Tamidim Oil Laminion, he holds that that even the Nidin Atzma is Oil Laminion. That there in Bani Ben Yeni said, that can't be. Avadi is puzzled to be a dying on himself. How could it be Eil Laminyan? Even there in Bani that says, look, I bet it didn't have Eid Nasadayin. Maybe that only applies to the Ikka Bezdin. But that's the Gabi Psul of Eid Nasadayin. It's not really a Psul Dayanis. We're saying in the Psul Baldover, Avadi can't be Eil Laminyan altogether. But the Rambam holds, yeah, that was the Chari Appel of the Rambam. And it's a Sora Safuchas, because the Rambam by Eidim says, Eine Nasadayin, even by Dine Mominus, even by a case where they're allowed to talk, but they can't be a Dayin, they can't be Mainim, because Eine Nasadayin. And here by the Nidin, he says, he could be Mainim on. The Charakoshkin of Moldova can't become a Dayin. Now, there is a terrace in the Brisker Rav, it's in a Kaivitz that's called Eish Tamid, The Brisk Rav, as they brought Shem Shtiglich from the Brisk Rav in the Skavitz on page Tavkuf Nun Beis in the Skavitz, Eish Tamid. But hacked into a Shver Ramam, it's in the gate to a Gemara a little bit later on Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara Lefidi Girsis Ramam says that Beidini Mamanis and Avin and Benoi, or Ravin Tamidai, count as 2 days, and Dini Nefashis, Avin and Benoi, Ravin Tamidai only count as 1 day. So the Ramam wanted to know, what's the pshat that Avin Benoi accounted as 2 days or as 1 day? What's the pshat that the Avin Benoi are in the Sanhedrin? You can't have Kravim together in the Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says, the Av and the Ben must be that one of them was a Tamidim, one of them was in the Sanhedrin, and the other one was from the Tamidim. And he said, Yeshilum Meschus Echaiva. In that case, Yeshayim and Dvarav and Naisim and Naisim and Nimnim Imai. The Rambam say again, Mefurish, that Tamidim, the Nimnim Imai. And in that case, you have a Chilik, that Lagabe Mammonis, the Av and Benai count as 2 votes, and Lagabe Nefashis, the Av and Benai only count as 1 vote. And then the Rambam says, "Ubashask my din and goyim is dinay bekravim shadiyanim akravim sumu medin kameishi yisbar." Ubashask my din, we can't have any kravim on the din. So chayy it's a plia. Mefarishim abadah biyit. So what does he mean that it's nimnim? If he's saying the Av and Ben have to be hechrich, that has to be a talmud that's in front of the bezdin, and medini mamnis, he says they have 2 votes. So medini nefashis, they only get 1 vote. But that's b'shas masumatim. B'shas gmar din, kravim can't vote. It sounds like even by dinim ominous. So where is the vote other than b'shas gmar din? When else do you have a minion? Where do you have the minion? Oysid gmar din. Amash apel in a Rambam. It's hard to understand Pasha Taich. So Zakti Briski Rav, and the emesis, Lagabi, this Rambam, also the stipler, was mechavim into the same thing. It's a stipler here in Sanhedrin, Simon Gimel, that the pshat is that the 2 things that Bezin has to decide. One thing Bezin has to decide is abstract what the halacha is. What exactly is the halacha? And the second thing is, what is the psak benegay of this particular case? So the halacha is also decided by Rav. The halacha is decided by Pi Rav. The Rav day is paskin halacha. There's no psul of kravim. And the stipler goes on, a lot of other gemaras he answers with that, this chilik, that when they're just discussing halacha, they're having a case in the chreis and din and azikin. And the question is Bar Chayiv on Kalim or Pater on Kalim? It has nothing to do with this case exactly. It's not Mashaila. There's a Machlaikis. Some of the Deva, some of the Yanim hold that Bar is Chayiv on Kalim, some of the Yanim hold Bar is Pater on Kalim. So they have a minion, they decide on Pirayiv what the Allah is. There, that's when the Rambam saying the Av and the Benoi and the Av and Tamida count in the minion, but the Av and Benoi only count as 1 vote for Dini Nefashis and they count as 2 votes for Dini Mamanis. But once they know the halacha, now let's decide this particular case. The halacha is already decided on Pirayv, and now we have to pask in this particular case. Was he mazik? Wasn't he mazik? How much is the hezik v'chuli? And come with a psak din in this case based on the halacha. That's a different minion. For that minion, you can't have kravim in it altogether. So, Ibazai, Lefidis Yisai, Tainan Tabriskirav, it's the same thing with that that the Rambam says that the Nidin himself could be counted the minion. Avad the stam to paskin chayiv a pata the nidin hotnish kendeya. He's a baldover. But when they're discussing a case in Hilchus Ritzicha, or whatever halachis, let's say it was Chil Shabbos, so they want to discuss, is this deraisa or derabanan, this malacha? Is it a malacha deraisa or malacha derabanan? Then the Ram holds, he knows that's a day. If he's a Talmud Chacham, and he could say a svara, say a day, we're not discussing is he chayiv a pata. We're discussing, is this case a case of Chiyav Apater? So there's no psul baldavar. We're just talking about the case. See, the Shainim Amashim of Embassy could ask, if the Eidim themselves, you think the Negeya is a Koshke and he's Negeya. So the Shainim say, because it's different. You want to give him a chance to defend himself. Pakapanavayif, and that's what the Brisker of Taich is the Rambam. That's what it means in Eidim is Eil Dominion. Not to Paskin and the Igadin of Adam Baldavar can't Paskin. But the paskin on the halacha, that's where the minyan is talking about. So gevaldig yishmaka teretz, just I don't understand fully lefiza why the Edom won't have this problem. Why does the Rambam paskin that the Edom can't be oil the minyan? Because ain Edna sedayin l'chayr also the din of ain Edna sedayin should be dafkin the etzim dayanim of paskin the case. Mashen kain legabi paskin the etzim din, the Edom should be able to be oil the minyan. So why does the Rambam say some in the nidin? Could be Eil Laminion. And the Rambam says the Edom can't be Eil Laminion because Eil Nasadayin, even though it's in 2 different places, One's an Ilchus and Edge, and the other is an Ilchus Edus. But L'chayr it's shver, from the Rambam says the Nidin is Eil L'minyan, like the Risker of explains, because they're only discussing the Halacha, why wouldn't the Rambam say by the Edom also that the Eil L'minyan, Al-Kopanim, by the Psak Halacha, and maybe just mention that they're not Eil L'minyan for the Ikub Psak, and by the Nidin he also doesn't mention they're not Eil L'minyan for the Ikub Psak. It's Arachianite. And now let's go weiter, let's see the Sugya on Amud Beis. When the Gemara there is going on the next part of the Mishnah had said, Dine Mamanais, Dunim Beyim, the Gaiman Belaila, and Dine Nefashis is Dunim Beyim, the Gaiman Beyim. Now, Dine Mamanais, only the Tchilis Din Esri Beyim, the Gemara Din can be Belaila, and Dine Nefashis, both the Tchilis Din and the Gemara Din, they both have to be Beyim. So the Gemara first goes on Dine Mamanais. Shteit Tzvei Chidushim in the Mishnah. It says that the Tchilis Din has to be Dafka Beyim, not Belaila. And it says that the Gemara Din doesn't have to be B'yam. The Gemara Din can be B'layla. Minani Mili. How do we know these dinim? So the Gemara says, Amr Abchiva, Papa, the Amr Krav, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis. Because it says, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis, Vaistais is no paid if it's Yom Alayla. Iyachi Tchilas Dinamik, the Rav, Rami Ksiv. It says, Shavtus, Amr Chaleis. And it also says, Vayi B'yoyim, and Chilas Banav. Yoyim, Vaistais, you need Yoyim for the Din. Okay, so Yoyim, Tchilas Din, Layla, the Gemara Din. So that's why you have two psukim. You have one pasuk that says you need afka yayim. You have one pasuk that says that it can be b'chaleis. So we learn out that the yayim is for tchilas din and the laila is for gemara din. Then the gemara says, mesnisin loiker ab meir, because Reb Meir says that you learn out from al pi emir koriv v'chol nega that a hekish rivim to negon, riv is zine teir, negon is maris negon, the man negon b'yayim, because it says b'yayim erayis b'y, af rivim b'yayim. Uman negon shloi b'sumim, because it says the chol mara ini akayim, Afrivim shloi besumim. Dine Torah can't be with a summa. And the Gemara later says that even a summa ma'achas me'in of his kasher is possible, I mean, because it says l'chol mari eini akayin, so you need both eyes. So me'il also rivim has to be shloi besumim. The dayan needs to be have both eyes. A summa ma'achas me'in of his also possible. That's what Gemara says later in Reb Meir. And the Rishayim say, Rashi says, rivim is mashm even Gemara din. So Reb Meir that has the hekish of rivim to negon, he holds that even the Gemara Din has to be B'yayim. Then the Gemara brings a story that there was a Samya, there was a blind person that was B'shivusa, the Rabbi Yechanan, that was in the Rabbi Yechanan's neighborhood, that was Don Dini, was the Dayani Paskin, and Rabbi Yechanan allowed him to do that. And the Gemara Sakasha, Rabbi Yechanan, how could Rabbi Yechanan hold that way? Rabbi Yechanan holds a Locha Kestam Mishnah. And there's a Mishnah Nida that says, called a Kasha Lod and Kasha Lehayed, that everyone who is a Kasha Redayin is Kasha Fahidus, the Yesha Kasha Lehayed Vain Kasha Lodin. But there are Edom, people that are kasha for Edus and not kasha to be a dayan. So what does it mean? V'amar Rabbi Yechanan, see, sumim achas meinav. And Rabbi Yechanan says, what's the case that you have somebody that's kasha to be a aid and not kasha to be a dayan? So the only case is a sumim achas meinav. If he's sumim from both eyes, so then he's a pasul aid. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that way. Ayra, an aid has to have, an aid can't be a sumim. And it's not only because he has to see in order to say Edus. Even if he saw the Edus when he was not a Summa, and then he became a Summa, there's a psul of Eira, and you need Chilasa v'seifa b'kashus. But a Summa me'achas me'inav could see, so he could be an aid. But this Mishnah is telling you can't be a Dayan. Why? Because Makash Rivim l'negom, and by negom it says l'chol mari eini akayin, so he has to have both eyes. So me'il hu d'im by Dayanus, he has to have both eyes. So the shaila is, if the Stam Mishnah says that Yesha Kasha Ladin, and Rabbi Yechanan explains this, that Mishnah is referring to a Summa, that's the only case we have that someone's a Kasha Aid and Apostle Adayin, because everything else, the Dinim are the same. Like Kravim and Psulim, and these things which you have, Apsul Dayanis, that's also Apsul Adis. Taisus and Nida asked the question, what about a Sinei? The Gemara earlier says that a Sinei, according to the Machlokes, but a Sinei is possible to be a Dayan, but he's kasha to be an aid. So Taisus answers in Nida, we're talking about people of Sulim for everyone, not just possible for one person. Rabbi Yehuda says here that the Pshat is a Sinei, is not a psul, it's not a lifelong psul. You know, he could get rid of it, he could stop being a Sinei, it won't be possible anymore. Al Kapanim, that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, that the Mishnah is referring to a Summa. And the Summa, Akupanim Be'achas Meinav, is still a Kasher Eid, But is a pasul a dayin? So the question is the stam mission like Rabbi Meir that a suma is pasul? So why did Bechanan allow the suma to be a dayin in his neighborhood? So the Gemara says, it's the same shmuz. Our Mishnah says that there's no psul laila only by the tchilas din because vayi b'yayim and tchilay, but there's no psul laila by the gemar din. So since our Gemara holds there's no psul laila by the gemar din, so mele hu adin there's no psul suma. And the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yechanan agreed did our stam as opposed to that stam because stam of the Rabbi Madif, or it's it melagabe dina. The Gemara explains why Astam is the Iker. So Kipshudai, the Pshat is, that the reason why the Gemara is tailored the Psul Laila with the Psul Suma, in other words, even though you have a Stam Mishnah saying clearly there's a Psul Suma, and our Mishnah says just that there's a Hechsher by Laila, so Mehechetes is Tali Zebizet. Maybe Laila is Kasher and Suma is Pasul. So Pashas the Pshat is, Mimanavshach, if you dash in the Hekish, Makish Rivum Linagon, so that tells you there's a psul laila, because Nagam has a psul laila, and that also tells you there's a psul suma, even a suma machis meinav. And that's where Abmeya holds that both laila and suma is pasul. And if our Mishnah says laila is kosher, so that means behechach, we're not being machis rivum in Nagam. So if we're not being machis rivum in Nagam, so where would it come a psul suma? That's the pashtus, how you learn up the sugya. Now Taisus asks a kasha, that maybe really we are machis rivum in Nagam. Now, our Mishnah says, the Shaftu Sambachal Eis teaches you that Belaila is kosher. So that goes connected to Hekesh. So, Benegayim, whether you have to be Dan B'yayim or Belaila, there we have the Pasuk of Shaftu Sambachal Eis. And that teaches you it has to be Bedafka, can even be Belaila. Doesn't have to be Bedafka B'yayim. Mashenki and Lagabe Suma, the Shaftu Sambachal Eis doesn't tell you even a Suma Kedan. So that's why a Suma is Pasul. So, how did Rabbi Yechanan see that there's a machloikis in the Mishnayis Lagabi Suma? We have a Stam Mishnah Nida that a Suma is Pasul. We have a Stam Mishnah here that a Laila is Kasher. And we have a way to shtim the two. We could say there's a Hekesh Rivum Linagam, and that's why Suma is Pasul. But we could say that the Hekesh doesn't apply to Laila because it's Xeris Akasim Mimafki, the Hekesh of a Shaftu Samachalais. I say Fektasis Akasha. So the Chidush Iran answers the Kasha Kipshutai. And he says, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what does Rameya do with the Pasuk V'shaftu Isam B'chaleis? The Gemara asked that for a Kasha. And the Gemara says, it's like, Suya Yayma Mu'unan. Laila is going to be Pasul, and V'shaftu Kamleis is coming to you Marba, a cloudy day. A cloudy day is also a Psul for Nagon, but a cloudy day is not a Psul for Dinim. So the Gemara held that, why does the Rabbanan argue? If they would hold of the Hekish, even though it says V'shaftu Isam B'chaleis, that's not enough to mefkir the Hekish, ain't Hekish L'machza. V'shavta v'chaleis will be, like Rebbe says, will be bar b'yayim emunan. From the fact that a Mishnah kash is b'layla, v'ayis teis v'chal doesn't hold the Hekesh. T'chil is din is al t'vahaya b'yayim and t'chil is banav. See, is that saying? V'hayya b'yayim and t'chil is banav, v'tchil is din, because v'shavta v'chaleis, you want it to tell you layla. But if you'd have a Hekesh, you wouldn't use v'shavta v'chaleis to tell you layla, you'd use v'shavta v'chaleis dafti mar b'yayim emunan. Shtigl dachuk, that's where Taisus blayim shver. The Ksais in Simon Zayin says a Geshmak Eteretz. He says, Be'etzim, the Gemara in Yevamis, in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, the Gemara says that a Suma wouldn't work for Chalitza. You wouldn't need a Pasuk that tell you that a Suma you can't use for Chalitza, because since Chalitza needs Bezdin, it needs the Kain, and it needs Sanhedrin. And by Sanhedrin, there's a din of Kulach Yafir Yossi Yemum Einbach. There's a din of Mum is a Psul and Sanhedrin. So Mela, since Chalitza needs Sanhedrin, and Mumin is a Psul and Sanhedrin, so that's why a Suma would be possible. So Zagdik Sais, Aiba Zais, so why is Taka a Suma Kasha for Dine Tayr according to the Chacham, and what happened to the Din of Kulach Rafa Rayasi Mumin Bach that it can't be in Sanhedrin? So Zagdik Sais, Tayr is Pashit, because we don't need Sanhedrin for Dine Mumminis. Wherever you need Smuchin there, you need a Din of Kulach Rafa Rayasi, you need a Din that it has to be the Din like by Sanhedrin. And Gemara says later, Nafal Lamin Vavim and Beis, that Dini Nefashis Taka need that it shouldn't have a Mum. Or the Gemara talks about Mamzer, that they can't have a Psul Yichus for Dini Nefashis. For Sanhedrin, there's a Din that you need Kulach Rafa Yafach Rasi Mum Einbach. A Dini Mamnis, you don't need Smuchin. Samael, you don't need Sanhedrin. Samael is no Psul Suma. Hazak Tiksais Kishmak, he says, The Gemara earlier had a machlekes where Rabbi Yochanan was the one that held that midiraisi you do need smuche. It was just that the kanes chachamim that you don't need smuchim shleitinol dels with neilavin, but midiraisi you need smuche. So mameila ayba zay midiraisi anyway asumla is pasul. Bainler may bainler abanan. It's not in the game midiraisi because since you need smuchim and in smuchim there's a din of kulach yarchav yasi mumeinbach that by smuchim there's a din that you need. Sanhedrin, you need a din that assuma doesn't work. You shouldn't have any mumen. So Ibizai, you can't say that the hekesh rivan linagon is for sumen and for Laila of a shaftu zamachalais is mefkir the hekesh. Because there is no, it's not negay sumen midiraisa. Midiraisa, you anyway can't have sumen. Because you need kulach rafi asuma mainbach. Midiraisa, anyway, it can't be. So you'll have to say like this, Zakhtiksai. So machalais remain the chum baker is about Laila. Rameh is makash rivu negam and mail is a psulaila. And the chachamim not makash rivu negam mail is no psulaila. Now, since by negam there's a psul sumim, so even though midiraisa it's not negeya, because midiraisa anyway you can't have sumim because you need Sanhedrin. But now the chachamim are masakin that you don't need Sanhedrin. You don't need mumchim, you don't need smuchim, you don't need the din of Sanhedrin. Taka takanas chachamim, but that's the way it is. But now it would come out of Machlekes Rebbein Darabanan B'negei the Din Darabanan. Even though the whole thing is Darabanan. But since Rebbein holds there is a Hekesh, Rivim L'negon, which is negei to the Daraisadik Din of Laila. So that would apply, even once Darabanan said, you don't need Smuchim anymore, so there's no Chsarin of Mum, but Summa would still be a problem. Because Negon has a Psul Summa, so whatever it is a Psul Summa, Mitzad Negoim, so that would apply to Mum and his also. I mean, deraisa, the whole thing's not Negeya, because Sum would be passed lots of different Tamas Balmum. But now you don't have that deraisa dika din of Balmum because we're saying you don't eat Smuchim, but you still have this psul, the psul of Rivum the Negoim. He says it's Sushdel to this. He says it's not Shrey to say this. He brings it Sushdel. The Gemara is Mamayit Shtoris from Ainoa. The Gemara says that you learn out that from a Klal of Prada Klal, that for a no, you need davar metaltul v'gufay mamin, and memelu amayit karkois, and avodim in shtaris from a no. But the Rad asks, I mechir shtaris adarabanan. The same Rishayim hold mechir shtaris adarabanan. If you hold mechir shtaris adarabanan, so what's the pshat? The Gemara is memayit from a no. There is no din mechir mi deraisa. So how could you use a pasuk to memayit from a no when mi deraisa is no such thing as mechir shtaris? Because the pasuk's telling you this, you said, we have this klal of prada klal, you need a gufay mamon, it's not going to negay me the raisa, but once the chazal or misakin there is it in the mechirish doris, so now the pasuk's memayed it from Einah. Because it doesn't fit into the pasuk's criteria of Einah that you need to have a matafta of a gufay mamon. So the same thing with Summa, even though I mean, the raisa is anyway not negay a Summa because you can't have a balmum because you need Sanhedrin, but once the rabbanan said you don't need Sanhedrin, you don't need mumchen, shleitinol dels with neilavin. So now, if you hold of the hekesh of Rivan Linagoim, so then as the hekesh Rivan Linagoim, now we're going to say that a suma is possible. And the chachamim don't hold of the hekesh Rivan Linagoim, because they otherwise they would have to hold of a psul laila. So they don't hold of the hekesh Rivan Linagoim. So it may assume it's kosher. But the pshat is you can't say that the hold of the hekesh and v'shavtus ambachales is mafkir the hekesh linyan laila and mail the hold of the hekesh linyan suma. Because if the whole hekesh was just given in suma, that can't be. Because midiraisa it's anyway not negay suma. Midiraisa suma is anyway pasul al spal mum. The whole thing that's negay suma is midarabanan. So if you already have the hekesh, and the hekesh is mamayat laila, so then now that we don't need any more. We don't have a problem with bal mum anymore because we don't need Sanhedrin. But now the hekesh will be mamayat suma because it's not dumi the negan. Mashenkein, according to the rabbanan, you can't say that there's a hekesh. Because since the hekesh doesn't work for Laila, it doesn't work for anything, midiraisa. So mele behechrich, there is no hekesh. And that's how we know that Summa is kosher. Al kol panim, this is one mahalach in the Gemara. And the reason how we know from the fact that this Mishnah is machsher Laila, that who would then Summa is kosher, is because it's tali habaha. If you're machsher Laila behechrich, you don't hold of the hekesh. If you don't hold of the hekesh, there is no makam to pasul Summa. Narashi and the Rif have a different malach in the Gemara. Rashi says, but Laila, Rashi says the words dumya de suma. That Laila is doimah to suma. He doesn't make this cheshbin that if the Mishnah's machshav b'layla oibazai kumt ois, that it didn't hold of the hekesh, and once it doesn't hold of the hekesh, is behechrich, there's no makom to be to passel suma. He says, layla, if you machshav layla, layla is dumya de suma. And the Rif is masbid even more. Because the Rif was geiris, and the Rishonim say that Rashi was also geiris this way. We don't have this Rashi, but the Rishonim apparently did. The Rif was geiris that the Summa in the Gemara, the Samya that was Yeruzer Yechon, was a Summa ba'achas me'enov. And the Rif says that what's the Raya from this Stam? Because the Stam Mishnah says, Dina Mamun is Dunim Yayim Vagarim Belaila. To kuli inshile mati lemegze belaila kerechazi suma ba'achas main of v'yayim. Uktani gaim delaila. The cave in the gaim belaila dinu lesum ba'achas main of sheyidim v'yayim lechatchila. Says, because if it's a matter of eyesight, a suma ba'achas main of could see better than people who could see by night. So mamela, if you're going to passel by night, if you're going to be maksha by night, vice says you don't need the visibility. A night vision is good enough, so assume Achsmeinav by day could see better than most people could see by night. So the Baal Amar says, that's a strange time. He should have said a better time. He should have said the reason is, if you Machsh by night, Vaisis, you don't hold of the Hekish. And if you don't hold of the Hekish, so there's no muck in the Pasal Summa. Why is he saying a strange thing? Because by night you have even less eyesight than a Summa Achsmeinav. So the Ramban is Masbir. That Vaisis Rashi and the Rif had, the Ramban also likes the Baal Amar's Pshat. He says that's how his Rebbeim explained it. But Lamaisi wants to explain Pshat and the Rif, and he says the Rif and Rashi had the problem. That Taisis Kasha. That maybe we are Makish even in the gun, and that's why Suma is Pasal. And Rashafta Wasam Bechaleis tells you that Laila is Kasha, Lafuke de Hekish. Just like it's Lafuke B'yem Yem Mechleis Banav. That's why they said their Pshat. But what is this Pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashi and the Rif's pshat? That they're saying that Suma is Dumya Delaila, and like the Rif says, in Laila you see less than the Suma Me'achas Me'enov. So you have to say a Meridik HaChiddush Lefi Rashi and the Rif, that they hold, and they're learning this up in the Gemara, the Psul Laila is not a din in the Zman. Al Kaponim, if you makish Rivu in the Golem, it's that way. Because by Nagolem, L'chari, it is that way. It's not a din in the Zman Be'etzim. It's a din you have to be able to see. When you're missing eyesight, you can't be a dayan. Whatever it is, a dayan has to have eyesight. Why? Because there's the kasev. A dayan just has to hear the tainus, and he has to be able to think. But no, the Gemara is saying he has to see. Makash Rivul in the Gom. He has to have eyesight. So if you're going to pass the Lailas Makash Rivul in the Gom, so the sighted of soul is going to be as the felt eyesight. So when you pass the Suma, again, even Suma, it's not the Pshat, it's Psul Gavra, that a mensch that's a Summa, he has the mum of Summa, so mainly can't be a dayan, that's not the vart. That's not the vart by Nagam. The vart is, he's missing in his Riyah. So for Riyah's Nagam, you need a shleim stick your Riyah with two eyes. You have only one eye, you're missing in your Riyah. Zakt, the Rif and Rashi, Summa Mela. If you're going to passel a Summa Ba'achas Me'enov, because he's missing in his Riyah, so how can you makshah by night? By night, also you're missing in Riyah. Once you're being makshav by night, Vayis says you don't need Riyah. If you don't need Riyah, so Suma is also that way. So even if you have a pasuk v'shavtas v'machaleis, which teaches you that there's a kashrus by night, up in them pasuk state that you don't need Riyah. So Suma also, akapanim Suma achas meinav, like the Rif says, has even more Riyah. It's not shaykh to pasul that. So these are two pshatim in the Gemara. Let's see, come, the chaz are over. We have the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara that a lot of Rishonim hold that once you're saying that Laila is kosher in them state that you don't hold it a Hekish, because if you held it a Hekish, you'd have to pass the Laila. And if you don't hold it a Hekish, Summa Mela, there's no Makan to pass the Summa. But that's Shver, because maybe you hold it a Hekish, just for Shafter Summa Chaleis is Mefkir the Hekish. So that we said, the Rishonim say a Teretz that you wouldn't say it to Mefkir the Hekish, you would use it for Yom HaMunim like Rabbi Meir, that's the Chlushi Aran. We had the Ksaisis Pshat, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Midraisi, you need Smucha, that means Midraisi Stam is assuming it's possible, because it's Feldman Sanhedrin, it's Kulach Yafar Rayasi. So the whole Hekish is negated to Laila. So you can't say that you're darshan the Hekish with your Mefkiya Laila. Because Midraisi is only negated to Laila. But Teretz is, but once you're darshan the Hekish with negated Laila, so even though now Midrabanan, you don't need Smuchan anymore, Balkabanim, you still have the Hekesh, the Pasul Sumin, even though the whole Kashus is the Rabbanim, but the Hekesh still Pasul Sumin. That was Excises Vart. And then you have Rashi in the Rif that says like this, that says that if you're going to say that for whatever reason, even if it's Xeris Akasu be Mefki the Hekesh, but Lila is going to be Kasher, despite the lack of visibility of Lila, so Suma also can't be different. Because when we're dealing with the Hekesh, even in the Goyim, that's how we're teaching the Rashi and the Rif. The issue isn't the Gavra, is he a Suma, is he not a Suma, or the Zman, is it Yoyim, is it Lila? The issue is how much could you see? That you need Yoyim, there was a half a minute to even pass the Yoyim and Ma'unan. The Psul of Suma Ma'achas Ma'inav is all the Shailan, a Dayan needs visibility, just like by Nagon. So once you're Ma'achas Lila, in Dem State, you don't have to see. If you don't have to see, so you have to be Ma'achas Suma also. That is the Machlaikas Yishainim. We mentioned this in the Rif, but this is the Machlaikas Yishainim. Rav Yishainim hold that a Suma Mishtei Einav is Pasul. And the Gemara is actually for Suma is Dafka Ba'achas Me'inav. And like we said, the Rif was Geri, said there was a Geri, even the Gemara, who Sami Ba'achas Me'inav, that Rishu Visad Rabbi Yechanan. But Rav Yishainim hold this way, the Rambam Paskins this way, the Rif, the Yishainim Ayfanar, the Chadush Yeran, the Chuli, the Balamar, the Ramban, the Machamis. Taisus in Nida Daf Nun says not that way. Taisus in Nida Daf Nun says Me'echa Taisa. If you're not being Makash or even Lindagon, so even a Sumishtainav should be Kasha Ladan. He names on that way for a Pashtus. The Mardchah here brings it down to Bein Yeruchim. The Rishainim that hold the Sumishtainav is Kasha. But the Rishainim that hold this Pasul say, the Mishnah says, Kala Kasha Ladan, Kasha Lehayat. Adai state in the Reish of the Mishnah. Anyone who's Kasha to be a Dayan is Kasha to be Mehayat. And if you can tell me a Suma Mishtei Einav is Kasha to be a Dayan, then you're going to tell me that he's Kasha Lehayat. But that's not true. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, that a Suma is Pasul, even if he saw the Eidus before he was a Suma, then he became a Suma. There's a Psula Guf of Suma, Ra'a Yoda, that you need Chalas of Yisayfa B'Kashus. So the Chayyad Mishas Mefurish, that a Suma, which is, you know, when the Mishas says Kala Kasha Lod and Kasha Lehayat, and we find out that a Suma is Pasul Lehayat, so in the Mishnah, it's very clear that he's Pasul Ladon. So Taisus holds Ein Echanami. Taisus holds the Reish of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Meir. Just like the Seif of the Mishnah that says that you can have a Kasha Lehayit v'ein a Kasha Ladon. And the Gemara says it's Lasuye Suma Me'achas Me'enov. And it goes like Rabbi Meir that holds he's Ein a Kasha Ladon. So who within the Reish of the Mishnah is also only Rabbi Meir? Called a Kasha Ladon, Kasha Lehayit is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that a Suma is Pasul Ladon. But we hold, not like Rabbi Meir, we hold the Suma is Kasha Ladan. But the Yishainim will know, Dafka the Seif is Rabbi Meir. The Reisha goes even according to the Rabbanan. But why Tak is a Suma B'shtei Einav Pasul Ladan, like the Rabbanan? Either Rabbanan are not Makish Rivim L'Negon, like the Gemara says clearly, the Rabbanan are not Makish Rivim L'Negon. So what's the Psul of a Suma B'shtei Einav? So you could say one of two Svaris. Either you could say that they're learning up that whatever you have a Psul Eidus, that's what made Psul Dayanus. Remember, Chaykes Yishayim about this, the Gabi Isha, that whenever there's a Psul Eidus, that's what made Psul Dayanus. Now, since you learn that from a Pasuk, Ayurad is a Psul Eidus, so these Yishayim hold that, Mamela makes it a Psul Dayanus. So it's a Psul just like it's Psul Eidus. But the Smat, Simon Zayin Sifkan Vav, says another Mahalach, why Tsum Vishtein of his Psul? Because he says that is the Psul Laila. The Psul Laila is because he can't see. And a Suma B'shtei Einav also can't see. So he has the Psul Laila. Mechayit the Psul Laila, the Pshat is the Psul for the Gemara Din. So the Nesiva says there'll be an afkamina between these two Mahalchim. If you say that it's a Psul Be'etzim, just like a Psul Eidus, so it'd even be possible for Trilis Din. But if you say it's a Psul because he blames Laila because he can't see, so then if let's say at the time of the Trilis Din he was able to see, and he became blind during the Din Torah, he allowed to be going in the din that way, because there's no psul laila l'gabe the gemara din. The psul laila is only l'gabe the tchilas din. That's like the nesivas. But it's a big chiddush, isma. Because if you're going towards makish even when the gum, then you could say the psul blime, side of psul laila, side of psul suma is because he can't see. Or the psul suma makish main of is because he can't see. But if you're going to al tzvahayi b'yayim and tchilu is banav, that tells you the tchilas din has to be b'yayim. And Veshav to some Chalais tells you the Gemara Din can be Belaila, but B'yayim tells you when Tchil says be B'yayim, Me'echa Teisa has to do with seeing. That could be a Zman. There has to be the Zman of Yayim as opposed to Laila. You don't have the Raya from the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rashi and the Rif. I mean, Rashi and the Rif was saying it, Lagabi Rabbi Meir's din. Lagabi Rabbi Meir's din, that passes Lila, because of the Hekesh Tinagoyim. So, Asuma Koshken, Asuma, if you're going to passel Suma Hekesh Tinagoyim Meinich, so Koshken, you'll passel Lila's Hekesh Tinagoyim. Because in Koyd Rabbi Meir, the Hekesh Tinagoyim is only a vart of visibility. But Lachay, we don't like Rabbi Meir. So the Psul Laila comes in Vayi B'yem Achil Hizban of Mechatez has to do with seeing. See, the Sma B'Emerson says a Gamal de Gechidosh Hashitase. This was Sma in Simon Zayin Sivkot Vav. The Sma in Simon Hay Sivkot Vav on the Etzim Din that the Shulchan Aruch there brings down the Halacha, the Dinim Amunis, the Tchilas Din has to be B'yem, and he gave him B'Laila. So the Sma was wondered that we don't seem to be so Makbunan, and we make Dinay Tayyar B'Laila. So he says that by Kibl Minay, let's say the like most Dinei Torah, because the Dayanim, the Bali Dinim, were Mekabal the Dayanim, they agreed, so they could be Mekabal Psulim, they can Mekabal Lail also. If they agree to do a Balail, just like they can Mekabal Pasul Dayanim, they can Mekabal do a Balail, and the Din will be Chal, as long as the Bali Dinim, I'm asking to do a Balail. But Enechanami, it doesn't that we'd be doing it Al Yidei Kfiya, not from the Kabbalah's Bali Din, they wouldn't be allowed to make the Tchilas Din Balail Al Kapanim. But he says a gewaldig chiddush in Simon Hay. And if he when he explained that the psul suma b'shtei einav is learnt out from Lila, because the psul of Lila is because he can't see. So Ibazay, if you put up neiros and now you could see, you turn on the light. Or in those days you had neiros and you're able to see. So mameli able to see. You don't have a psul Lila. So the achreinim, the shach, the tum, the nesivus. They'll argue. They say Mistimus Hapaiskim. It doesn't say anywhere that if you make Neiris, you could dam Balaila. But the Sma is going to Shitasai. That the Sma is saying that the Psul of Suum Bishteinav is because you learn that from Laila. So Mela, conversely also, when you have Laila and you could see, it won't be a Psul. But it's not Mukhach, because it could be even Stam. When you have a Psul Laila, like by Nagom, you have a Psul Laila, even if you have Neiris still, you can't see the Nagom, because the Maisi, you need the visibility of Yom. The visibility of Laila is not good enough. So all the Achreinim are Masik, not like the Sma. Al Kapanim, Lagabe Sumish Te'enav, even though some Rishainim, Taisus, and Nida Dafnun, and some other Rishainim hold that's Kosher, if you don't look at Me'el Maisa, where every Rishainim hold it's Pasul. Could be because the Psul Edis blibes the Psul Dayanis Me'ela. It could be like the Sma says, because the psul laila you have for the Gemara Din would apply to a sumo also because he can't see. The Levush says, because the Makash Shivl in the Gom, but it's very Shvel. The Chayyah wouldn't hold the Makash Shivl in the Gom, because then a sumo Bachas made of also should be kasher. I mean, should be pasul. Achreinim Amayach about it, Abyssal, and Simon Zayin, and Chayyah Mishpat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.